Sanguine, Mogwai, and Daisy Duke Realm Destroyer reunited in the town of Phandalin, where shortly after arriving, they were told of a man looking for them. Not once let a call to adventure pass them by, they promptly began their search.
While we're walking through this, could I just like start dancing with like, you know, like people?
Hell yeah, Sanguine wants in on this.
I'm looking up skirts.
Upon deftly navigating the raucous crowds, they found their man, a half-orc by the name of Garouk Greywater. He informed our heroes of divine portents of doom, and that he needed their help.
Come with me.
Oh, to with you.
And if I drive out the cultists.
Oh, well, this is pretty heavy.
And kill the dragon they have sworn themselves to.
Oh.
Daisy Duke thought this rung a familiar bell. He beseeched his otherworldly patron, his own father, for information. A taxing process he was all too familiar with.
I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Wait, what the hell?
You see the entire area around you in flames, holding a blade in your hand, run through the stomach, Sanguine, through Mogwai.
Oh my gosh.
When the horrifying vision had passed, he recalled the Chromatic Queen, Tiamat. He rushed to share his unsettling findings with Sanguine.
They're calling Tiamat to this realm. That's not good.
Oh no!
I brought Mogwai with me.
Now aware of the potential threat they faced, the party decided it best to stay up through the night, strategizing.
Well, we're all having a sleepover in here, if you wanna.
Well, I don't have one of my jammies.
Is Tiamat on the rise? What was with that spooky Daisy Hell dream? And what smells so delicious? Find out now on 20 Sides and Improvised. It smells like scones. What if they're making scones out there?
20 Sides and Improvised is brought to you by our vocal cords, keeping us talking, even when you don't want us to.
The end of harvest has brought attendance at the school at a bit of a break for a while, as many are taking time off their studies to help with the harvest, so there aren't actually any students in Droop University at the moment. You guys stand there, and eventually there is a knock at the door of Trezendor Manor / Droop University, and as you answer, there stands Garouk, shield and hammer, shield slung across his back, hammer at his side.
Oh, come in. We were just having breakfast.
Still in the wolf onesie.
We were having breakfast. Yeah. You're early. Early, you know.
Good morning, as it were.
Morning, yes.
Yeah, you're eating bacon or something.
Hello.
I'll take what I can. And as Garail comes in, like, wearing her hair kind of disheveled with the ceremonial robe over. I'm assuming nothing happened the night before, but Garouk gets a bit flush and flustered regardless.
Oh my god, is he hitting on your...
No, I don't think so. He just seems embarrassed. Nothing to be embarrassed by.
No.
It's just normally bodily functions.
No, I'm aware. I'm sorry, I just don't... I'm a cleric. I spend a lot of time around clerics. There's... Anyway,
Aww.
I am,
adorable.
I don't think so. But we are prepared to leave when we can. If there's anything that you all need to do, are we ready to go?
Just real quick. Here's a cloak of concealment.
Wow, thank you.
It's some advantage
Holy
on
cow.
Stealth checks. Spell disguise of self. You get to disguise self once a day for every long rest.
Oh my god.
That is so cool.
Thank you so much, Mogwai.
Of course.
Ooh, that is so cool.
Thank you.
You're like Harry Potter.
Because you don't have advantage on self.
Ah, Crumbledore.
That damn Crumbledore. Yeah, Crumbledore. No, I do not.
Oh yeah, my arch enemy.
I heard he's a poofter.
What is it? What is this school called?
Bogwarts.
Yeah, Bogwarts.
Why not?
Like that son of a bitch.
So
I hope I see
stealth
that
checks.
Son of a bitch. Too.
Advantage on stealth checks. And you get a disguised self once a day for every... And it recharges every noon,
every
right?
Dawn.
Every dawn. Charges once at dawn.
Crumbledore. That is hilarious. Like, god damn it, he's always taking my artifacts. Taking my goddamn artifacts.
So yeah. What is your weapon?
My weapon?
Yeah, what is your weapon? What is your main weapon? Like,
oh, it's sword? The House Realm Destroyer sword.
Any advantages to it?
Out of character question. Is that the sword that you were just talking to him about? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I could call magic through it too.
Okay. Yeah. Back in character.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, out of character, what's your strength modifier?
Oh man, that thing is like low. It's negative low. One.
Oh, it's negative. Yeah, I can't give you. I was going to give. I found you. I'm trying to make it because you love weapons.
Yeah.
But this weapon would actually be less beneficial for you.
I put it on my wall.
I'll just hold on to it.
I'll just hold on to it. I'll just hold on to it. Never mind.
As you brandish it, Garuk takes a look at his Lightbringer.
Right.
Very interesting.
All right, Lightbringer. Can't use it yet.
Appreciate looking at these bits of history. That was actually a very holy artifact. Belonged to a cleric of Lathander.
Oh my gosh, I want that.
And it's yours! I'm just gonna hold on to it.
But you guys have your breakfast, items exchanged. Eventually there is, after about an hour, there is a knock at the door again.
God, who the fuck can this be?
Oh my god.
It's so early, what they want.
Guys, it might be Sildar.
Oh.
Go get the door.
Oh yeah,
we all run to the door.
No, me first.
I pick up Mogwai and put him on my.
You all
head.
Scramble to the door like dogs to like a doorbell.
Yeah.
Like Daisy Duke Junior is the first one to beat you there because she actually scrambles there like a wolf. Just like her, she's having a hard time getting traction because it's like marble flooring. And they're just scratching up. You just sound like the sound of a dog trying to run on like hardwood floor. And just like not moving anywhere. But she eventually gets there, and you all open the door like as quickly as you can. And as you do, you see standing there. In ringed leather armor with broad shoulders, interlinked chains on each shoulder pad and across the torso, with the sword strapped along his back, hair pulled up and the scars across his neck, Sildar Hallwinter.
Sildar,
you son
of a
bitch.
I'm gonna attack him with the hug.
Oh, fuck. You tackle him, like, you actually almost knock him to the ground. You got a lot stronger than last time I saw you, Sanguine.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
I take Mogwai off my head.
Put him as you tackled him, like, Mogwai, like, right here. Mogwai, you're just, like, looking up at Sildar, like, uncomfortably close. Hi, buddy. He just gives you a pat on the head.
I smell his neck. It seems like it's healing quite nicely.
Yes, yeah. I haven't had to use it recently, thank the gods.
Yay!
Now, Garuk, is he here yet?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's
having pancakes right now.
Yeah. Would you like some?
No, why not?
I put the oomph into the, you know, I got strawberry sauce, I got, you know.
As you make your way into what is the dining hall of Druk University, completely devoid of all students, it's more so just a very long, long table in this one room, like Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. That extremely long table with a ton of chairs, and there's just like Garuk sitting there by himself, like a pancake on a fork, and then like a single piece of like pork sausage. Just he's just sitting there, doesn't know what everybody did, but like was getting up to do. But he just stands up, clasps Sildar in the arms. Good to see you.
Oh yes, good to be here. So are they aware what the job is?
Very.
Yeah. Well then. We're full up. We got potions. We got a dragon to kill.
Hell yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah. Does anybody want any more? I got scones. If anybody wants to take some.
I'm going to take two scones as rations.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to take four. One for each breakfast morning.
Yeah.
Not why. I need to roll a d8 for me. D8, add your intelligence.
Nine.
I will say you were able to secure 9 standard healing potions.
Sweet.
As you were able to, you spent time creating them and had quite a large stock, you were able to get some for yourself.
Hooray.
So you have 9 healing potions in your stock, but you guys spends some time finishing breakfast, catching up with Sildar, saying he's tells you he's spent the past few years just completing odd jobs here and there, killing monsters or in order to make a living and try and leave places better than he found it. There are a couple of new scars. He's got one like across his cheek, almost in like a curved, like almost like a talon that made its way across.
This guy's so badass.
Yeah.
His hair is a bit longer than you remember, but he has to spend more time to pull it back to expose the neck for where you've seen he's dragged it across his blade across the neck and ignite it on fire. But everyone is prepared and ready, and you all make your way into Phendalin. Taking a look around, Gorill catches your hand, gives it a squeeze.
I'll squeeze back.
Come back to me, please.
I will. I'll bring a ring.
Please do.
All right.
Find a really nice one in the hoard, please.
The best that I can.
You better. Gives you a polite peck on the cheek, and you two make your way out. She parts now, standing, makes her way up the stairs towards Daisy Duke's office as headmaster. She turns to you real fast. I'm going to Yoise's bathroom.
Be careful. I truly don't know what's in there.
I'm going to find out. It's part of the fun.
Please be safe.
There's a bunch of cool things in there, cool items.
It's a bunch of sticks on the
floor. Looks like a forest in here.
There's magic in there. There's magic in the air. It's whimsical. I have parrots that are fucking phoenixes. All just sticks.
It's a phoenix made out of sticks.
Yeah. Oh, when you do light it on fire, it does look really good, though. He thaumaturgy the fire. That way the sticks don't burn.
Oh, that's, You rub the nose of, like, the small droop statue that's in the courtyard.
Oh!
Buddy.
Oh, God.
Buddy. Yeah.
That makes me sad.
You all make your way to the town. The preparations are coming along. A lot of people are spending time still in the fields as there is a good bit still to harvest. And you have the feeling that when you guys return, there will be a party and reception waiting for you.
We got this.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It is a 3 days journey.
All right.
You are provided a cart.
Uh-huh.
You were able to make the 3 days journey without having to push yourselves too far.
Oh my god, this is what cart, treatment?
Like a stagecoach?
Well, like
what's pulling it?
Horse.
Can I ride it?
So like a stagecoach.
Should make an animal handling check.
Animal handling. Check. What? 20, right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, 5. 5. Total.
It doesn't throw you off.
I'm having a really hard time.
You're having a really hard time.
This is a lot of fun!
As you're like holding on, twisting your hands in the mane, because it's trying to like.
It
is not enjoying what's happening at the moment.
I'm not having any fun! I'm not enjoying myself! This looked a lot more fun than it actually was.
As you eventually, Guru just like kind of grabs you by the back of your armor and just lifts you up and spends a moment consoling and calming the horse. As you get the sense he's fairly good at it. But as that happens, you are all now on the road and you have 3 days of anything you want to try to accomplish while you're on your way to Thunder Tree.
I'll be doing more research on this dragon stuff. I'm like really interested in it. So I have the glasses on, I'm reading. Mm-hmm. And Daisy Duke Jr.'s, I want her to be trying to like train with me. Like to be better. Okay. Like to be like, you know, stronger. And I'm just like, not now, okay? I'm studying.
Oh my gosh, I also have shoes that fit high.
Oh my god, I have from shoes. DJ.
Yeah, I have shoes that I can jump 30 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the boots of springing and
striding. I have those boots.
So you can jump 30 feet and then teleport another 30 feet.
That's crazy.
In theory, yeah.
Your family's all right with you leaving, Mogwai?
Oh, I wrote them a note. It's fine. I'm headmaster there. I'm chief of police over there.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
Yeah, high five.
can I put you on my shoulder?
Oh please, can I ride it? Yeah. I'm trying to make this not sound weird. I'm going to ride your. I'm going to sit here. I'm just going to sit on your shoulder here.
All right, let's
hey,
do
buddy,
it.
I'm going to whisper sweet nothings into your ear.
All
you're
right.
The you're such the man. You're a yeah. tiefling. Your horns.
And while he's doing that, I'm still just studying.
Your horns penetrate all things that get in your way.
It's like, yeah, I can do this. I know I can. just motivated me. I'm going to figure this out.
Do you have a beard?
Huh? Yeah, I do have a beard.
I start like wrestling it. So I'm whispering.
Look at your little eyeballs. You can see so many things with your eyeballs.
Yeah, I love that.
You study that fucking book.
Yeah,
you're the man.
All right, that's it.
I love that.
As you do, you guys are having this conversation, Sanguine, as you are sitting towards the front of the cart, looking over. Garuk, actually, who's walking next to it, sort of keeping the horse steady, stable, and on the right path.
Aww.
He kind of looks up, squints his eyes for a second, and goes, "That ring."
Yes.
Glad to see it's getting use.
Of course you would know it. It's your god's ring. God's ring.
It was my ring. He brandishes a very similar one. This one is made of a slightly more silver.
Yeah.
The one you hold is iron.
Okay.
That was, it was a gift to Garail. She is one of the closest things I have to family.
Mm.
Very, at least closest thing I would say to an aunt, for lack of a better relation.
Sanguine, like, sighs with a slight relief. Like, oh, okay. Sorry, I wasn't sure.
No, did you mean...
Yeah, I thought that, like, it was like a...
No,
proposal. I mean, are you?
Am I...
Were you?
No. What is happening?
Just curious. Sorry. No, I don't mean to stress you out. I know sex stresses you out.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Make a quick insight check on him.
Nope, I got a one.
A one?
A one.
You've got no idea what this kid's feeling is.
What is wrong with this guy?
As you look at him, you do get the sense, though, that he's actually, for a half-orc, and despite his size, he does appear to be fairly young, actually. Mm-hmm. Probably early... Or late teens at the best.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's like... Wow.
He's about the same age as Mawai.
Aww.
Have you ever seen boobs before? They're amazing.
Mawai.
They're fucking...
Oh, sorry.
And you see, there was a giant once. That's... Anyway. Look, I'm...
Sorry. I really did not realize how young you were.
Not a lot of people do. Most people, they'll see a half-orc and they'll assume, succumb to the more violent, darker, rapacious side of things.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Wise words. Thank you, Headmaster Realm Destroyer.
Yes, you fucking tell them insight.
Realm Destroyer, that's an interesting name.
Oh yeah, Realm Destroyer. My dad was a complete dick. You know, he destroys realms.
Mine too, but I don't know him, nor do I care to. Yeah. Well, he doesn't destroy realms. He destroys lives, destroys cities.
Oh my god, we all have something in common.
Daddy issues.
Yeah. My dad's dead.
Yay.
I hope mine is.
Yeah, Sanguine never met her dad.
No.
And Sildar, like, you guys all start talking about your daddy issues. Sildar, fuck. I thought I'd avoided this. It's been 3 years. Have you guys not had any time to discuss with a therapist?
Not really. What? No.
Oh, there is no therapist.
Oh, they quit.
My dad...
They quit many times.
Like, you know, I don't even talk to the guy anymore, okay? Like, ever.
You feel a slight burning sensation at your fingertips.
Ever. He's a fucking...
You okay, Daisy?
Dick. Is it? Okay, yeah, fine. I just hold my hand. Just like, I'm alright.
Huh. What I'm saying is, treat her well. Protect her. Please.
I have and will.
I hop on Sanguine's shoulders. I'm like, oh yeah, this one really would protect her because she is just a great, the greatest girlfriend ever.
Aww.
Just the greatest gal ever.
Sanguine,
you know?
Blushes.
And next thing you know, I just start massaging her shoulders. Like, yeah, you the man. Oh. You
the man. You're on her shoulders and yeah. like massaging them.
Yeah. I'm massaging his.
Yeah. You the man. Boom, boom. Yeah. You the man. You are the
thank
man.
You, thank you.
You should kiss her. You should kiss her. I think she likes you.
Nope. All right.
Can I hit Mogwai?
With what?
Wait, no.
I'm just saying, I think you should go for it.
Can I thaumaturge fire? I'm going to thaumaturge fire on Mogwai's head.
Go for it.
Mogwai, you feel a slight...
I stop, drop, and roll.
Make an acrobatics check.
Ooh. 10.
You take 1 point of bludgeoning damage as you fall off from about a 10-foot high. 10-foot high off of Daisy's shoulders, off of Sanguine's shoulders. As Sanguine's just sitting there like a rock, holding all three of you up, you just... you drop about 10 feet onto the cart as there's just a solid... in the back as you hear like a couple of boards like almost bend and like slight... like a slight snapping, not like not enough to like break through, but enough to like there's clearly the stress on the right here.
I didn't mean to like hurt you, Mogwai.
I'm on fire.
I laugh a little.
I'm still on fire. Nobody's doing anything about it. hear me.
Sanguine turns the fire off. Good job. That was some fire safety. If ever I saw it.
Just my pride hurts. I'm okay. My pride is. We hurt a little bit, but it's not too bad. I'm fine.
Don't tell Daisy Duke to kiss me.
Why? You like him.
As a person, as a friend, yeah. Oh, just, as a companion.
You're both tieflings, you're both beautiful people.
Oh, God. Aww. Trust me, Sanguine, she wouldn't even know what to do with this right here.
Sanguine coughs.
Wouldn't even know what to do with
really?
This.
Really?
Alright.
That's probably
you
true.
You guys should show each other.
Garuda starts, like, walking fast. It's just now done with the conversation.
Well, you guys have never thought about it. You guys have never thought... I mean, I think about it all the time when I'm there. I'm very thorough with my imagination.
Mogwai, are you part of this imagination? Or
no,
are you watching
yes.
it?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I'm watching, and then I join, and we all finish.
At this time, Sildar, fuck! He's like, joins up. You just hear the muttering, like, he's like, what the fuck? You're not paying me enough.
Oh, my God. I kind of laugh and just like, oh, Mogwai, you little perv. Like, like, geez, you've become a perv over the years, my friend, I see.
Yeah, I start tickling him.
He's just like
and
going under
women's
and
skirts.
No, I'm joking. Going under women's skirts and just...
Mogwai, we're going to have a long discussion
you
at
guys
some point.
Do know you are the ones that taught me how to interact with other beings.
Oh, no.
Shit, you're so
oh,
right.
Oh, my God.
How I perceive the
world. The weight of this just hit Sanguine like a brick. Oh, fuck.
You've created this.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, totally fuck. Did.
And I start doing what she's doing.
Oh, fuck.
Day one.
I love it though. Little perv. I like it.
After many more discussions and possible attempts at correcting Mogwai's behavior.
I'm 3 years later.
3 years later.
You guys are just now finding this out. It's too late. But no, we'll find. You keep trying. Keep teaching.
We'll try. Yeah, but now we're better teachers because we have been teaching.
You have teaching experience. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're just a tad bit different.
Yeah.
Moral compass-wise.
Then you stop eating these.
God, yeah, you'd be so boring if Sildar was the first one to find you.
If Sildar was the first one to find you.
Yeah. Spot
that's
on.
Horribly inaccurate.
Don't rape me, I'm sad.
Garuk's like... just like looks at him and like starts to mutter to him. It's nothing, it's fine.
Small circles, no.
Small circles. Yeah, we're just dying laughing, just like all three of us, just like
we're
laughing
having a great
at them. Just laughing. Just together, like in our own like corner, you know.
You guys are clicking up. Sildar and Guruk are walking a bit ahead. There's just. There's definitely a slight like this is the cool kids table and, yeah. And these are the babysitters. These two they sort of walk the way and sort of keeping an eye out. It's fairly uneventful travel. After about 3 days, you all do make your way off to what is a. You see what is a path in the road that has clearly was well-traveled at one point, but has slowly become reclaimed over the years. It's overgrown, yet the very clear foot-beaten path still remains in certain spots, as there is several clearings that the grass and nature has not reclaimed as of yet, but it travels off the main road. And as you do, you approach that. Sildar and Guruk take a look at each other, look down. Believe this is it.
Can I do an investigation check to see if there is like the last time somebody's been on this path, or like if it's like recent, like recent footsteps or something like that, footprints or something like that.
Yeah, go ahead and make an investigation check.
Oh man, I got a one.
You don't see anything.
Can I do perception as well?
This is to see if there's anything, or what are you trying to do?
Just kind of look around, see what's there to see. I guess see the last time someone had gone through this.
Okay, that'd be investigation.
Oh, investigation.
And you said we're there.
You guys are at the path.
18.
To
18.
Thunder Tree.
Yeah. The path to get to Thunder Tree. Mm-hmm.
The very clear path.
So what, 21?
Yeah, 21.
I immediately check for traps.
Investigation check.
Yeah.
21.
Looking around and sort of peering through the grass and like looking for any form of traffic.
Nice.
It would seem that there has not been, not an abundance of travel, but you do see that it looks like there has been some traffic, mm-hmm. Typically maybe one to two people at a time. Just very sparse sets of footsteps that are more recent than a lot of the traffic. It's probably within the past week, month.
Okay.
13 for checking for tracks.
There are no traps that you can see.
Okay.
Alright.
So this is the way to Thunder Tree, huh?
You said that there were undead beyond this?
Well, what Garail shared with me would imply that there was indeed a plague of undead, or a wave of them rather, that drove people out of Thunder Tree to begin with. Now, though, I do believe that has been replaced by the cultists.
Gotcha.
Those sworn to this dragon.
Will they be considered as fiends or just enemies?
Could be fiends.
We don't
likely
know.
Humans.
Oh.
The closest that there would be to fiends would be, well, tieflings. But there's no guarantee that they will be there, that they won't be there.
It's... Racist bastard.
I
just had to bring that up, huh?
Well, Mogwai asked the question.
I'm specifically telling you. There is.
Yeah. We're technically fiends. I know.
You know, judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
Set it.
So Lightbringer's constantly going off, freaking out that there's fiends nearby.
You activate it.
Deactivate it. You might want to use this later.
I'm a fiend.
No, don't give that back. Don't look at it.
It's fine.
It's too bright.
It's too bright. It burns me eyes.
So I guess we'll go down this path and see what we see.
Okay. You guys take your time and start traveling down this path, and after having spent a good bit of time on the road, 3 days, and you are on the way to Thunder Tree.
Hey everyone, this is Garrett, and I'm just going to slip in real fast, and I want to give some acknowledgements. Firstly, if you're listening to this, thank you. This is me probably talking to me, Naheem, to AJ, to Justin, but if you are not one of us and you're listening to it, well, you're one of us now. Thank you. We have a big love for this show, for this game, for the work that we put into it. We've been at it for a couple of years now, and we're just now starting to get some things edited and released. But thank you. It means a lot to us that you would listen, and we hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. Secondly, we want to introduce a couple of our very close friends who worked with us on this project to provide some music. Firstly, we want to thank Rebecca Kelly. She's worked with us on both the intro and the outro and a couple of music cues here and there. She can be found on Instagram at Stolen Flamingo. That is STOLENFLAMINGO. Secondly, we want to extend our thanks to Thor Spieler for his work on Mogwai's theme and a couple of some of the ambient tracks that he'll be playing throughout the episodes. If you like his work, you can find him at The Spiels on Instagram. That's THESPEELZ. Or you can find more of his ambient music on Spotify at Heck. That is HEQ. That is HEQ Heck. Third, we want to give a big thanks to Ryan Mull, my little brother, for his work on Daisy's theme. He's a very talented audio engineer and hip-hop artist. If you like his work, you can find more of it at Mully Made It on Instagram. MullyMadeIt. That's Mully Made It on Instagram. And finally, a big thanks to Davis Andrews for his work on Sanguine's theme. If you love the orchestration that was there, well, technically AJ wrote it, but then I handed it over to Davis and he expanded it and flourished it, embellished it, and turned it into what it is now, and it is beautiful. So we want to thank Davis Andrews for that. If you like his music, you can find more of his stuff on YouTube. That is Davis Andrews on YouTube. If you guys love the music that you hear, please consider reaching out and maybe making a commission. I know all these artists would love to get some work, and as you can hear from a lot of the music they provided for us, it's worth every penny. So, thanks to all of the amazing musical artists we've worked with, and thanks to all of you who have supported us so far. We're gonna keep this going, we're gonna keep building onto this adventure, and I've got quite a backlog to get through, so have fun. There's plenty more to come. Hey guys, this is Garrett. Just gonna swoop in again real quick and give you a quick heads up. We used to play with the background music coming through a small speaker in the room with us. This next section of audio is why we no longer do that. So just so you know, it got a little funky, had to put it through a lot of stuff in post to make it listenable at all, and it's still a little funky here and there, but we learned our lesson, and this one little chunk of audio is gonna be a little in lesser in terms of quality, but it's still real fun, and we had a blast playing it, and you know what? It was an important lesson to learn. So, thank you for your patience in indulging in our brief flirtation with live music while we play, and I promise it's going to sound much nicer in the future. Thank you very much, and I will see you at the end of the episode.
So we've already checked for traps before we split off the road towards Thunder Tree, right?
I believe so.
Right. Garut, who is half-orc.
Yes, half-orc cleric of Pelor.
It's just really, I'm really excited to see you guys. We're about to, I'm a little scared, to be honest. Dragons scare me.
Yeah, dragons
scare me.
I'm letting you in on a little secret.
What?
I'm scared too.
You're scared?
I had a dark vision, the other day.
Oh, that's
pretty
right.
Insane.
Oh, the one where we all died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
pretty traumatic.
For me, that's a wee bit more stressful because that was like you killing us as
whoa,
opposed
whoa,
to like
whoa.
Dragons.
It was you guys were just dead. You know?
But you imagined us dead.
Yeah, look. Let's just forget about it. Let's forget about it. No one's gonna die, okay? We're gonna stop.
You're fucking
this.
Right. No
right.
One's
gonna
die.
We're totally all gonna die.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Garu.
Oh, Jesus, Sildar.
Oh, Sildar. Yes. Well, if anyone's to die,
I hope it's Garu.
No, not really. I'm joking, Garu. I just don't know you yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm joking, Garu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate the humor.
I'm joking.
I want to whisper to Mogwai.
Yeah, me too.
That's it. No. So anyways, so we've got all our provisions and portions. let's see if we can go down this road and see where it takes us.
Yeah, let's keep going down this road.
So are we still on, we're still on a carriage?
Yeah, essentially. Okay. You're on a carriage.
We're still on a carriage.
Still in a carriage. You've just approached sort of the end of the Tribor Trail. That is more or less the main road. This is becoming a little more overgrown, not as well kept, not as far traveled. So you're not getting as much of a, it's not as well maintained of a road, so a carriage making its way through might have some difficulty, but it's up to you.
While we're on there, I just want to be like, man, this shit is disgusting.
What? The road?
The road.
Should we just get off and walk? How much further down?
Probably about another day.
Whoa. Oh. I don't mind by walking. Foot or by carriage? Yeah.
Foot.
I pronounce me Ezrian now.
Yeah, you do. I can't tell if it's puberty or you're having a stroke.
Both.
All right, guys.
This is honestly normal.
No, I've always talked like this. My accent's finally settled.
Garuk just comes up to you. I could have a look at that if you'd like.
You should.
You want to look at Teet?
The way that you phrase that question makes me want to say no.
It's usually cost a copper.
If I pay you a gold, will you stop asking?
Sure.
I'm not paying you.
Whoa, buddy.
You can't just say
you just said that you're going to pay with gold.
Oh, God. You have no idea.
You offer me gold.
What Pandora's box you just opened by
Garrett knows better. Garuk doesn't.
Whoa, buddy.
Did I say Garrett? I meant Garuk.
Both.
Oh.
You know, what's up with you and Sildar on money? Like, you guys just don't want to pay anybody. I just don't get it.
Yep, here we go.
Well, it's one slot. I can't do me ease that much. I'll just do a little bit. I will let this one slide.
We'll keep that in mind.
Jesus.
Thanks, Garut.
Garut, we will do our best to make sure you don't die. Also you, Sildar.
I will give you a hug.
Appreciate it.
I'll give you a hug, Garut, but I actually like you. So I'm not going to hug you.
Okay, Margaret, let's go.
Who are you anymore?
Dark, you guys. It's a dark moment for me. Let's not go down this path, but let's go down Thunder Tree's path. All right,
let's go. Yes.
You all travel for justice on foot. Do you take the carriage or do you leave it?
Let's leave it. I'm good for walking.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Daisy Duke Jr., do me a favor. Could you watch the carriage?
I come with you.
You know, yeah. But could you watch the carriage?
I could. I come with you.
Fuck. All right.
I don't think your dog's gonna leave.
Huh?
I don't think your dog's gonna leave.
It's
looks
a
like,
wolf.
Right. I don't think your wolf is gonna leave.
It's a wolf.
I don't know. I just don't want, you know, my wolf dying.
That's
this
true.
Is a crazy adventure. I don't want any of you guys dying.
We're not gonna die.
All this dying talk's
I'm
making
actually...
me feel eerie.
I just wanted to say you. I'm fine, actually.
All right, well, shall we?
Yeah.
We shall.
Oh, can I climb? I'm going to climb up your back. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to hug your horns. I'm hugging your horns. This is me hugging your horns. Ooh!
You'd be disappointed to know that I don't have any horns.
This is me pretending. Fuck, you're right. There's no horns up here.
Mogwai.
Very disappointed.
Mogwai, I have horns if you want to hop on.
Well, he's...
Just throwing it out there.
I'm fine for it. Okay, I'll... Fine! Fine!
Alright.
I'm still right here. I'm still right here.
Thank you. I've noticed that you're still on Daisy. That's fine. Sanguine walks away. She's done.
As you walk away, leaving the two bros to do what it is that bros do.
God damn it.
Riding each other and whatnot.
Tee-hee-hee.
Sildar actually does, like, walks up behind you, Sanguine. He's like,
you have a moment?
Yeah.
Alright. So So, from what I've been told, we're dealing with, dragons.
Yep.
Dragons fly.
Yes, they do.
We do not.
Point.
If that becomes an issue, I do have this. And he pulls out a rolled piece of parchment. This, when executed properly, will keep anything from leaving. I'm trying to escape by air. It's a one-time shot.
Okay.
And we need the strongest one of you who can sling spells and whatnot.
I think out of all of us, you know that's me.
That's why I pulled you.
Thank you.
So it's what a one-day's adventure from here?
Yes.
We'll get there during the morning or we'll get there during night?
I'd say it's probably about midday if you were to leave and then keep going.
Get there.
With you sleeping through the night, you'd probably get there evening-ish.
Oh, man. That's pretty scary. Nighttime, guys. You guys want to go there through the day?
We have dark vision.
We're just going to keep walking because we're walking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what about the nocturnal animals that come out too, like raccoons and
we'll and just snakes? Take watch. We'll change turns.
I think we can handle ourselves.
That's what we have Sildar for. Sildar's here to watch.
Yeah, of course
Daisy,
we can.
Are you scared?
Whoa. No.
You're sweating. It's getting wet up here.
I'm making sure you guys are okay. Okay, that's why I'm just comforting everybody.
I feel stronger from you.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Daisy.
Yeah, let's do it.
You do know we'll have a nightlight, right?
Yes. I do know that, Mogwai. But it's, you know, like I said, there are nocturnal animals out there.
I'm nocturnal.
Technically, he would be, I see.
Yeah. But, you know, he's sweet and cute.
Who is taking, keeping their eye out as they're traveling with this conversation's happening?
Usually Sildar watch. And Garut. Garut, are you watching?
I'm watching the show, that's for sure.
Sildar, you're numb to us by now, right? You're numb to us by now, right? No, I'm joking. It's gonna give me a fucking headache.
Sanguine wishes she was numb right now.
You just like always look annoyed sometimes, Sanguine. Sometimes I just feel like we're not, you know, we're not on that same connection. We're like, you know, we run a school together.
Yeah, we don't have to be on the same page all the time, Daisy. Like,
jeez, you know, we're just trying to have a little bit of fun.
I love that you're having fun, but sometimes you guys need to shut up. Just like a second.
Considering the fact that we're trying to sneak up on a cult of dragons who've overrun a town, or dragon worshippers, I think shutting the fuck up is probably a good idea right about now.
See, the strong language was not a...
That was very rude.
This is the longest time I've spent with you all in a while. I'm sorry.
We've missed you.
I know.
Sildar, you need a hug, Sildar?
He always needs one.
Yeah, I need a hug. He takes his coin purse and holds it way up in the air. Come here, bring it in.
All right. I won't offer something and then take it away. And he looks at Garut. And he hugs Sildar. I don't do anything.
Hold on. Who are you offering and then taking it away? Oh.
Was that Garut or Sildar? Yeah.
I gotcha.
Garut offering me a gold piece, not giving it.
Yeah.
Is that old news? Is that old news now?
That was still rude.
No, that's still...
It was very rude. Not like Sildar here.
So how about this, guys? How about we do take his advice, shut the fuck up, because we're trying to sneak up on a dragon cult. Just throwing that out there.
Should we be walking on the path, or should we walk off like 5 feet from the path?
I think we're all right where we are.
On the path.
I think we're all right.
You know, not to be that guy, but I mean, you guys can at least say please.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you're right. You know what? Oh, right. I get on to my students about that, and I'm the one who just... You just messed that up. So, my apologies, Daisy Duke.
Appreciate it.
Please.
Can we send, now you guys are... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your holding hands moment.
Sanguine just gives up.
You know what? Let's just go.
This is the third time we've said this.
Can we just send the wolf out, like, 10 feet as a scout? Just 20 feet ahead of us. 30 feet ahead of us. No? Okay. I was just giving it.
No, you know, just forget it. Go ahead. You want to get my wolf killed? Fuck it. Let's do it. Daisy Duke Jr. Go out there and scout.
Just 30 feet ahead of us.
She looks at you and then just pads off into the woods.
Just 30 feet ahead of us, that's all.
She looks around, ducks behind a tree, sniffs around a little bit. She's gone for about 2 minutes. Eventually, she just pads her way back up. It's clear.
All right.
What'd she say?
She said it's clear.
Sweet.
Let's go.
Okay. Oh, now we're walking. Great. Now we're fucking walking. Go.
The entirety of that exchange was taking place at the crossroads.
I thought we were walking. Let's go. All right, we're shutting up now.
All right. So you guys are beginning to make your way down the path. This area is very much something that has been overrun from a period of time that of just disuse. As you do look through, you see the faintest evidence of people using this path, but it's typically one direction. You only see things heading into, not heading out of, on this road.
Mm.
With this, I'm going to ask whoever is taking the lead to make a perception check for me. You can take it at advantage with the assistance of Garuk and Sildar.
Take it.
So me, Mogwai, and Daisy are on the rear.
If you'd like to be.
You want
to
take the rear?
I'll take the rear.
Yeah, let's take the
what
rear.
What do you add? 18.
18. Okay. So you're walking for quite some time, and eventually you see that the bushes, the trees, the grass become progressively thicker as you continue on, and to the point where you're seeing what was decently sparse out forest with probably a good 30 feet in between each tree as you're walking through. Denser, like becomes more condensed. 15, 10 feet between.
Mm.
Until as you're continuing forward, you're seeing that this area is getting much more densely packed with overgrowth, thickets, trees, grass. Any form of just natural vegetation is much stronger, much higher in this area.
Interesting. Is it, how much is it impeding our movement?
Not yet, but you get the sense that before too long, it likely might.
Okay. Sildar, do you think we need to start clearing a path, or do you think there's a way around any of this?
Not sure. I haven't been up this way, not in years. Not since the undead.
I was just died, that's right.
Should we all hold hands?
If you like.
I have harnesses.
Ooh.
I dare not ask. And you see Garuk just immediately backs away a little bit as soon as there's any mention of anything remotely suggestive.
No, it's just so we don't lose Mogwai.
I get distracted.
Sanguine puts a harness on Mogwai.
I can't tell if you're saying this is the action or if this is Sanguine saying Sanguine puts a harness on Mogwai.
Those are me apples.
There is now a harness on Mogwai. She hands the end of the harness to Daisy. Don't lose him.
Making it my responsibility to keep up with
he's
him?
He's on top. Wait, no, he's not on top of your head anymore. He hangs out with you the most.
All right, fine. Mogwai?
Yeah. Ooh. What?
Let's just go.
What?
What is this weird?
No, it's not. Look, guys, we need to
can
stop screwing around.
Search for flowers?
Right. Are there an investigation check.
I got a 7.
It's... Actually, no. There aren't really any flowers.
Is there mud?
No, actually.
Oh, God.
It's almost entirely vegetation and underbrush. It's very alive, very thick, and you get the sense that anything that would have grown here has been sort of choked to death by just how densely populated this area is.
Zangwin's gonna do, is there, detect magic? See if there's anything, unnatural about this. Is that...
I would make this more of a nature check.
Okay. 9.
9? I mean, it's possible.
That's fair.
Guys.
Yes.
We have to go.
Let's keep walking.
We stay here.
Let's keep walking.
Tintima's gonna be out there destroying the world.
I'll stay nearby. I'm gonna give a reason to...
Yeah, Tiamat. You know, they're gonna raise Tiamat and destroy the world. That's my theory right now.
You know, I'm gonna grow up a little bit. I'm gonna stay nearby. I'll promise I won't get distracted.
All right, you still have the harness on you, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's like a tail.
Yeah.
Don't you understand?
My back spine.
Don't you understand, you a-holes? I saw you guys dead, and you guys are just screwing around here.
Okay, hold. Sanguine looks at Sildar, holds up her finger like, wait a second.
Oh, this needs to be addressed, yes. I'll shut up. Jeez.
And just goes and hugs Daisy.
Whoa. It's I don't okay. need a hug, okay?
It sounded like you need a hug.
I don't need a hug.
You were about to cry. There are tears in your eyes.
I don't care, okay? You know, I'm just saying, you know.
Fine.
Lives are at stake here,
hug
okay?
Rescinded.
Can I climb back on your head again?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to whisper nice things like you're good. We're right beside
no,
you.
No, I don't
buddy.
Need that. I don't right, need that. I just friend. let's just keep going.
You continue further on into the night. You can choose to travel into the morning hours if you would like, or you can try and go ahead and rest.
Disadvantages of walking through the night.
Disadvantage of walking through the night. You're not entirely sure what lives in the woods. It might be more difficult to traverse in the night. However, you'll probably make better time. If you sleep, you'll likely arrive in Thunder Tree later. It would be, take a little. Probably you'll end up there probably around.
But
the same
we won't.
Time.
We our stats will be okay for the first night staying awake.
Potentially, yes.
You guys.
That's a potentially.
Potentially. Do you want to take a short? You want to? Let's keep walking, and we'll take a small rest.
We can do it. We can do it. Let's go. We can do it.
Me and you. We can do it.
And that's all
we can do.
Yes, so let's keep walking as much as we can.
So we're supposed to be quiet, remember?
Oh, yeah. All the enemies.
As you two are just like singing a song, skipping essentially down the way, you just look back and like Sanguine, Groot, and Sildar are just like horrified and just hand and face.
I love these guys.
They go sit and charm, don't they?
Yeah, they're like family to me.
Let's just hope we let's make it through this, yeah.
That's the plan.
We'll try.
Continue on a little bit longer. I'm gonna have a survival check from whoever's at the front.
Those two now.
Oh, we're in the
No,
we're
you guys,
guys charge forward. Well, okay, you wanna
I'm on his shoulders.
Well, I got 19. Well, is that 19 or 18? I don't know which one. I think that's... Yeah, that's 19.
I rolled 4.
Okay, so 19. Well,
you can't do the advantage thing.
No,
it was,
no,
I just took
just
it.
Rolled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 19. 19? You managed to keep the path decently well. As you're continuing further and further on, the vegetation is getting denser, harder to make your way through, and the path that you originally found yourself on is gone and absorbed by nature at this point.
Wait. Path that was absorbed by nature. What do you mean by that?
Like, overgrown. What was like very clearly a road in times past has now been completely
like,
reclaimed.
Oh, jeez.
The trees become thicker and less space in between them, as you now find yourself just completely engulfed and almost being consumed by this massive forest. You do keep an eye. You do manage to keep the path mostly, but it's not as easy as it was previously.
Oh my gosh, we're getting lost.
As you're continuing, after a few hours, about an hour or two past sunset, you get to a point where the thicket is so dense, you can barely make your way through. It's having trouble pushing your way forward, and a thick fog begins to roll and fill in this very narrow space.
Can we all huddle? I just want to make sure we're all here for a moment, real quick.
Yeah.
Are we all here?
We're all here.
We're all here.
We're all here.
I want everyone to make a perception check.
Oh my gosh, this is getting scary.
What's this? Is this 8?
15.
15. 19. Sanguine. You look around, and as you do, you're getting the slightest glimpses through the bushes and through the branches of the trees of what looks to be small animals. Squirrels, rats, the occasional bird that is putting its way through, poking, just sort of staring at you all as you walk by. Happens multiple times. A number of squirrels, other rodents, small creatures that are just emerging from the vines, the thicket, and just watching you all as you pass. And as soon as you're gone, they disappear back into the bush.
You guys notice anything weird about
These animals? Oh my gosh.
Wait,
what,
animals?
What are you saying? I see little...
Guys, look. There's like all these rodents just staring at us.
There's a lot of rodents.
Oh my god, there are a lot of rodents staring at us.
Sildar, can animals be used as spies?
The seven dragons. The mysterious creatures. Not impossible.
Interesting. Okay. Garup, do you know anything? What's going on?
Not sure.
Are you scared, Garup? It's okay to be scared, Garup. Because we're the same age. And I'm scared.
I've been in my fair share of fights.
Yes,
the idea of taking on a dragon is not something that is high on my list of priorities. So, yes, I'm a bit scared.
I got you. I'm gonna wait. Protection, good and evil. I do protection from good and evil on Garut. Oh, he's a cleric. Whatever. I got you. And I smack him on the head.
He's like 6'7". You're like 4'0".
Yep. And I do it. I say, you're protected. That's me smacking him on the head.
As he just takes it and runs back a little bit. As you see the sort of arcane energy just washing over him as he just... Appreciate it. Thank you.
You gave that to him?
Oh, you're fine. We're the same age.
And well, he's good for you guys. Alright, we'll deal with these squirrels and rodents. I want to
see if your dog can catch one. Your wolf.
Catch one?
Yeah.
Why are you guys thinking of stuff like this? How about I just do this? Hit squirrels?
Oh, you can talk to them.
You can.
Oh my god, that's right. You can talk to animals.
Hit squirrels. Why are you watching us?
Give me a second. I totally forgot how to talk to animals.
I'm so pleased.
Give me a sec. I gotta double check something.
Oh, I'm so fucking pleased.
So you call out to one of the squirrels?
Yeah. Squirrels. Why are you watching us? Or rodents in general?
It's required of us.
Yeah, they're spying on us.
Aw, damn it.
Hey. Who? From who? Who told you to watch us?
King.
The king? King who?
Venomfang.
King who?
Venomfang.
Venomfang.
Say it again.
It just stares at you now.
I think it was Venomwang. If I'm not mistaken.
Venom? What the? That sounds...
King Venomwang?
Venomwang.
Yeah, Venomwang. Venomwang, you said?
It's no response. It's just staring at you now.
Yeah, it's definitely Venomwang. Hey, buddy. Could you come... Can I talk to you for a second? Just you and me? Not the rest of your buddies just looking around, you know, just you and me. Man to man.
This is still the squirrel?
Yeah. I gotta get a little information out of you. And I got some information for you too. You know? Let's help each other out.
You stare at the squirrel, just stares at you. And then for a brief moment, you see the dark black beads of its eyes flash with a quick green and become a vibrant yellow.
Oh shit. Okay, you know what? This is crazy.
Why don't you speak to me?
Whoa.
Person.
Whoa. Whoa. Wait a minute. Who are you, buddy?
Holy shit!
Wait, can we hear this?
Yeah, I just see, I'm on his head. Do I see that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, crazy.
I'm just still giggled on his head.
Okay, guys. Alright, some real D-bag is in this conversation now. Hang on, give me a second. Who are you? Who are you? King Wang? You said King Wang, that's your
Venom
name?
Venomfang,
that's your name. It's Venomfang, actually,
Venom
guys.
Venomfang, that's quite a difference.
Venomfang. This is some guy. He thinks he's so cool and tough.
Daisy?
How tough are you?
Why don't you come find out?
Oh. With pleasure. Where are you, buddy?
You're on the path. Follow it.
Are these squirrels going to lead us to it?
My servants will.
All right. These squirrels are going to lead us to Venomfang.
Sing.
I'm so sorry. Keep talking.
Yeah. Oh, but these squirrels are going to lead us to Venom Fang, guys.
You look up and they're gone.
Gosh. Dude, he lied!
Sanguine turns to Sildar and Garruk. Yep. Sorry, I lost everything I was about to say. Is that normal? Have you seen that before? Is that dragon?
I don't know. He just started talking to a squirrel. Is that normal?
Oh, yes. That's quite normal. He does that regularly.
Good guys, we just gotta follow his path. Some guy named Venom Fang is trying to kill us. Look, I know who he is. He sounds pretty dangerous. He's watching us, and he's like, hey, you know, hey, you guys think you're so tough. You know, come get me. That's kind of what he said to me, so, you know, let's do it. Let's go. Let's keep following this path.
Let's keep following the path, Daisy.
We don't have nothing to worry about the squirrels and stuff, though. They're cool. They're cool, man. They're just doing their jobs.
Are you sure?
They're just doing their jobs, man. You know, the guy hired them to just kind of just watch us, you know.
Squirrels for hire.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Well, let's just go.
I hope they get paid well.
Monkey God.
Yep.
As you're doing this, Mogwai puts Witch's Bolt into Glad.
Okay, you have a Witch Bolt stored in Glad.
Nice.
Understood.
Oh shoot, it's ready for use.
Okay.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode of 20 Sides and Improvised. If you like what you heard, go ahead and give us a subscription or a like or a comment or all of the above or whatever positive stimulus you can throw our way on whatever your podcast app of choice is. It's really helpful and we're beginning to build. We're very excited about the possibilities of this production, and at the very least, we're having a lot of fun producing it. So, if you are a fan, please stay tuned, give us some feedback, and help us know how we can improve. We also have some other shows in the mix, potentially. One such show that we have in the mix is one of my own, a intersectional interview review show called How You Holdin' Up, where I sit down with a good old friend of mine who I haven't seen in a while, I interview them, I ask how they've been, and then we review some form of nostalgic media. The episode I have done right now is done with my oldest friend, Connor Bryan. He and I sit down and we catch up, have some really fun discussions about understanding our identities, our childhood. Then we just talked about the Pokemon anime, the original series. We sat down, we watched a couple episodes, and we interview, we review it. Had a lot of fun doing it with him, and I've got more episodes in the plan for the future. So if that sounds like your sort of thing, stick around. You'll find that. Other than that, We Are Hive Mind Productions is the collective work of a good bunch of us creative folks together. Myself, AJ, Justin, Naheem, and a bunch of our other friends included. So if you like our brand of content, if you like us, and come on, who can't like us? Stay tuned and be prepared to listen to some of our other shows when they make their way out. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you in the next one.